The AP committee for January 7th, 2026. Approval of minutes, December 3.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Any further discussion on it? Changes, corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries.
To check in and it.
Marie.
We're it.
Yep.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
How is everyone today? It's nice to see the new faces. Oh, sorry, Kelly. Just plain old fries today. The tried and true, made in America.
What happened to the red ones? That was Christmas.
That was Christmas. Maybe I'll bring them next month for Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Unless I get another new red pair. All right. So,
hey, can you introduce yourself to the new legislators?
Oh, sure. Hi, I'm Marie Meyer Shearing. I'm the director of planning for the county. And so our office is right over there through that door on the third floor here. And is there any, do you guys want to know anything else? I'm like, yeah, I'm from Wisconsin, but I'm happily here. I've now purchased a home and I'm trying to get more into doing things in Steuben County. And
But you're a Packers fan.
Well, I mean, I'm born in Wisconsin, so I have to be a Packers fan, UW Madison
yeah.
Badgers fan, beer, you know, although, and if you're going to make an old fashioned, the only proper way to make one is with brandy.
Ooh.
Okay. So.
We only give her 3 minutes until she refers to a Bills fan.
It hasn't happened yet since 2010. So, all right. So I am here to ask for approval to execute the contract with New York State Department of Transportation for the Mass Transportation Capital Project Agreement. It's in the amount of $4,443,676. And the contract period will be 1/1/23 to 3/31/29. So this one is for capital projects. So that includes mobility management, purchase of buses. And that's the only thing that's listed on here at that time, because our buses are at the end of their useful life.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Any questions? New legislators? Kelly.
I just got the jump on the new ones. Jack, could you, Jack or Marie, could you explain a little bit about this? Do we actually own these buses? Or I know that Brian O'Neill had called and asked me questions after he talked to you and bumbled around like an idiot. So it's good if we have a little bit clearer explanation on exactly what this is.
Yeah.
And it's okay for this to be a capital project rather than a reserve based on the state.
So
audit.
Because the money goes to TransDev, formerly First Transit, we actually don't put it into a capital project. We just, the money comes in and then we allocate it. Yeah. So, yeah, for the newer legislators, this is the public bus system for the county outside of the Hornet. I mean, it goes into Hornell and Corning, but Corning and Corning area and Hornell have their own public transportation system. These are funded almost exclusively by the federal DOT funds, which flow to state DOT, which flow to us. We budget about $50,000 of local cost a year, rarely spend it. Now that costs are going up, we might spend some of it, but that's the local county cost is about $50,000. But Marie, the planning department, has to act as the intermediary because the funds can't go directly to TransDev, First Transit, and in this case, we have to contract with the provider to provide it. Theoretically, and there are some counties and communities, cities that provide it on their own with their own staff, those sort of things, you know, thinking of like MTA and down in New York City. But most counties upstate contract with the transportation provider to utilize these funds for public transit. So it's gaining traction as the cost, you may both have been at some of the meetings later in the year when this was discussed, because the cost for TransDev, which is one of the only large providers left, are going up significantly, both in salaries for their bus drivers, but also for capital. So it's a topic that
And
we're
insurance.
and insurance, yeah. And it's a topic that especially Hornell kind of has their own thing and it seems to be working very well. We certainly work with them and talk to them, but the SEATS, which is the Corning Irwin Area Transit System, working very closely with the city, especially Jen Miller from the planning department in the city, to talk about the long term, working with Southern Tier Central about looking at the long term evolution of this. Just because costs are going up, it's becoming increasingly complex to manage. So I expect you all as a board to have more discussions about this as, you know, this year and the next couple roll about. But we used to be just the pass through. Marie had to do some paperwork and planning had to do some paperwork every year, and it seemed to work okay. Things are getting more complex, so we're looking at other options.
And I can add to that too, but I can't remember the actual term of it. So this one, it's called capital projects, but that's what I guess FTA and NYSDOT term it as. There's a separate type of contract, which Chris, what's that one called? Is it just like the operating assistance? Yeah, so it has the operating assistance. That's the pass through funds. So that's what they consider for that.
Yes.
So Marie, do we give them all that money at once, or do we just kind of give it to
No.
them as they need it?
So they have there's this there's STOA. They have to submit an invoice that says we provided this many, and STOA is State Transit Operating Assistance. So it'll be this many STOA miles and this many STOA passengers, and there's an amount fixed to each. I think one is like $1.16. So there's that, and then they have their monthly fee for their services. So then about quarterly, and the quarters aren't just like this date doesn't match up to regular quarters. They submit a quarterly report. Chris signs off on that quarterly report. We send it in and we get reimbursed for that. So,
So Corning has gotten a contract for, and I don't know if it's the same kind of deal, but when I was at the council meeting the other day, they got a huge contract for transportation as well. I didn't write down the number, but it was significant for them to buy new buses.
yep. Same
Same place.
thing.
Yeah. The SEATS buses and the Steuben County buses all come out of Elmira because they have a large facility there. So the Chemung, SEATS, and Steuben County all come out of there. So we've been, I think, like between Jen and, oh, what? I cannot remember her name off the top of my head now. It's not Chelsea, it's something else from Elmira, from Chemung County. We've been kind of talking with each other too, because it's their facility. So we're looking, to kind of help each other out when possible.
Jeff, this isn't like a question to sound goofy or anything, but are these buses being made to be electric or can they still be gas or diesel?
I believe they can still be diesel. Also, because obviously where we live and with the hills and everything, the electric aren't really that viable of an
That's
option
just
for
common
us.
sense, but tell that to the governor.
I was just, I yeah, and I didn't
Yeah.
want that. I just was, you know, all this grant money
Yeah.
and was forcing us to do something. I just wondered if we still had choice or the buyer had choice.
Shannon.
Are these buses only transporting between the three major cities?
No, there we can get you the transportation route. I mean, that's the primary.
I've had people questioning, like, how far out they go. Like, do they even touch towards Mayan?
I'd have to take a look at the bus route. I think there is one from Wayland.
Ooh.
But
And
we can get
I
you.
think it's Ride Steuben. If you look at that's where all they are, because I know they go up to Hammondsport, they go over to Hornell and down to Corning. So they have those routes and around Bath here.
How do you expand the route? Is it population?
So part of it would be population. New York State DOT, they are doing a study where phase two, they have, I think, pretty much finished up phase one. And I think it's along the southern tier. So I think they went Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, Allegheny. Now we're the next counties that are being reviewed. So one, we'll be able to look at the phase one reports once it's issued, because those counties are similar to us in their ruralness. And then this new study should be starting soon. Chris and I have our monthly call with DOT today, and we asked pretty much every month too, hey, what's the status of this? And it's getting closer, it's getting closer, and hopefully it'll be here this year. I
So
think it was 2 years ago that we found out about the report.
I just looked and it does not go to Wayland. I thought maybe it was the former IHS bus that used to go up there, but the routes are Bath and to Corning and back, but that also includes Chemung County within the village of Bath and then Hammettsport.
I recently sat in with the Wayland-Clacton School District and a bunch of people, and they were questioning it and wondering what they had to do to touch
And
base with the
that's the
county to get
difficult
them there.
part. So that's what we're hoping to get out of this transportation report that the DOT is doing. We have a small pool of money for transportation study. I think it's in the $40,000 range. That's not going to get you much of anything. So it's nice to know that DOT is doing this report. So it'll be a more comprehensive report. I know Eddie had applied for tribal funds a few years ago, and they applied at like 6 or 8 minutes after it opened, and they were like number 61, and it was first come, first serve. So the funds like that are very sought after. And hopefully, with this report, it'll also say, here's where we're needed services more. And talk about possible expansion, because I know we've talked often about, Amazon being right up the road there and not having a stop there. They can call to have a stop, but sometimes the bus drivers forget or it's not dispatched to them. Health or a traffic safety board, we were just talking about e-bikes. Really, you can't take your e-bike out there because it goes over 45 miles per hour. And even if you were to go out May Street and Rumsey, you're not supposed to take your e-bike there either. So that's not really a, either way is not, there's not a safe way to get there. We've talked slightly about even just your regular bicycles. Because my new planner, Sean, he's very gung-ho on bike sharing. And I hate to be Debbie Downer to him since he's very new and crush his spirit. But
Yeah, sounds so
you know,
similar.
bike share, it's one of those, it's not as easy as it sounds. But at the same time, it'd be nice if we could have one at Amazon and maybe Dana Lyons, because there will be a stop at Dana Lyons once that gets people are living there and stuff again. So
Unfortunately, some people think it's bike theft instead of bike sharing.
yes. And I'm trying to think, I think they were telling me it was at least Reynolds or someone else. They had a bike share or bike library or something along that. And for some reason they're like stowed under bridges a lot. So she's spent a lot of time climbing under bridges and finding the bikes. They do have the technology now that they have trackers on them, because Ithaca has their own app and you go up to it and you can ride the bike. But you have to have a debit card or a credit card attached to that so it purchase it. But you can park it right here if you want. But all of that also comes at a cost.
So, Shannon, and your concern is not new. Our comprehensive plan talked about transportation. We always talk about transportation. We always have these studies, and nothing happens because it's money or lack of different companies that can do it. It's not in the, I just heard that conversation at City Council. That's in their comprehensive plan because they say that as well, and they're in the city. So I don't know if there's ever going to be a solution, but I can certainly appreciate. I mean, think about Canastillo or Tuscarora or, any of those. Fred knows.
My district gets no service.
Yeah.
I bet you get high-speed internet.
Southwestern's to Bend County.
Jesus.
And Lyft and Uber, a lot of people are like, well, why can't we have Lyft and Uber? I think there are like, the make and model and year requirements on your car, and also you have to have insurance. So that's not always an easy fix too, for that either.
Maybe as Jeff is repoing cars, he could pick up passengers and
Yeah,
take people where they gotta go.
help people get back on their feet one at a time.
Exactly.
One car at a time.
But it's an issue that's not going to go away.
All right, we have a, anything further? We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Jack?
Nothing.
Nothing. Outside agencies. Skyda. Jamie. Jill, how are you? Happy New Year.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jamie Johnson. I'm the executive director of the Steuben County IDA. I'm a Steelers fan, I'm sorry. And I prefer Basil Hayden in my fashions, but brand new. So I will have to try that. My deputy director, Jill Statz, is here with me today as well. She's passing out our agency annual report. Most of you, or many of you, should have received this electronically before the holidays, but we figured this was a great opportunity to pass out some of the hard copies that we have. In addition, in the annual report, slid in is a newly released infographic that New York State Economic Development Council released yesterday, showing the impact of industrial development agencies statewide. The full report can be found online, but I figured that was a great opportunity to demonstrate the power and impact of IDAs across the state, as we're talking about the impacts that that we have here in Steuben County. So, having said that, I just wanted to take a little bit of time today and sort of talk about what we've accomplished in 25 and, hit on some of the things in 2026. So, as you'll see in the report, during the past year, we had 62 active projects, which is fairly stable for us, year to year. Those active projects, though, supported 6,681 jobs. So they impact a large number of jobs, which generate over $790 million in payroll throughout the county. Last year, those projects reported $39 million in new investment that generated $12.4 million in revenue to the taxing entities that those projects are located, including $2.4 million in direct revenue to the county. So, we like to feel that the impacts that we're having, both from a jobs and employment standpoint, but also a fiscal standpoint to our taxing entities and municipalities and school districts is substantial. Over the past 12 months, we've continued to build a strong foundation that we've set in previous years. We've assisted legacy manufacturers like Alstom and Corning and H.P. Hood, and I've got Polio here, Bellagioso, Upstate Niagara, Campbell, Kraft, whatever you want to call it. But we continue to watch those facilities grow and expand. But we've also, been able to help a number of newer and smaller businesses like Momentum of New York, A&T Energy, and others grow and expand throughout the county. This has all been done with the support of you. I just received my contract and signed it, Marie, for next year. You should be getting those in the mail. Thank you. The partnership that we have with the county and the continued efforts help us advance community development and infrastructure projects throughout the county. Construction is underway on the reconstruction of a major section of Wayland's Main Street. If you have not been up to Wayland, you may recall there was a devastating fire in 2022. We were able to help the community receive a Restore New York grant, and those properties are being redeveloped and they are enclosed, and John Palmer is doing a phenomenal job with those projects. So we're excited about that. But we also are going to be watching in 2026 major redevelopments at the Curtis School in Hammondsport. They've got their contracts in place. They're working on their financing. The approvals are all in place, and they've actually started some roof work right now. And they'll be starting construction in 26 to redevelop that. We're 24 residential units, and that building's been sitting there not quite as long as the Dana Lyons was empty, but at least during my tenure at the IDA. In addition, just this week, we received final approval by the town of Irwin on a 90-unit residential complex in the town there that Park Grove Realty is going to do. And if you recall, for those of you who have been on the legislature, this was made possible partially by the application and receipt of $1 million infrastructure grant that we worked with the county to help secure and land. And that's going to allow for the expansion of water and sewer infrastructure to that project. So again, excited about that. In addition to large-scale developments, Steuben County is the only county in the region that has received back-to-back New York Forward Awards with the village of Hammondsport and town of Urbana 2 years ago. And we'll see a number of those projects, including the Curtis School, get underway in the coming year. In addition, last year, the Village of Bath received a New York Forward Award, and we went through the planning process with them. They've identified a number of projects on the Liberty Street corridor, and we're excited to see and see which of those projects get funding and move forward. To continue that trend of success, we were also able to work with the Village of Canastillo, and they received a planning grant this year from Empire State Development. And they're going to be doing an economic development strategy and preparation of a planning for funds like New York Forward and Restore New York in the future. So we're excited to get underway with that project and those efforts. The success that we talk about, not only with our manufacturing and employment base, but also these downtown, community development and infrastructure projects are driving key indicators in the county. We continue to see our unemployment rate hover near the 4% range, which, in our world, 5% is usually full employment. And when you get below 5%, businesses struggle to find talent. And we continue to look for creative ways to elevate people and increase the labor market. In addition to the rate, the median household income increased by 3.2% last year. So, we're seeing incomes increase throughout the county. The successes that we saw in 2025 are a testament to the commitment and readiness and collaboration of our team and our partners like Steuben County. So again, thank you for your continued support. This progress highlights the importance of careful groundwork and a continued commitment to supporting business development in Steuben. We look forward to the coming year, and we remain focused on creating the opportunities. This isn't without challenges. We've talked about transportation here today. We've talked about, we've heard discussions on, opioid addiction and homelessness and things like that. This is not a challenge that we face alone. New York State is a tough state to do business. And there was a recent economic blueprint that we participated in with the New York State Economic Development Council and the Business Council that showed the state, 72% of the business base is not happy and does not think New York State is a good place to do business. So that blueprint that was developed and can be found online, and I can share it with you if anybody is interested, has set a policy agenda that we've helped advance in our role and the leadership team at New York State Economic Development Council to show the state some of the things that we need. I think, one of the simple things, and it was amazing, there's over 4,000 pages of regulations in the state code, some dating back 100 years or more. And just something as simple as, run it through ChatGPT or an AI tool and see where the duplications are and see what we can reduce and eliminate. There's simple ways that we can work with the business community, statewide and in Steuben County to help make our state more friendly. The challenges of state are in addition to policy shifts in Washington, and we knew this was coming, and it is directly impacting Steuben County. We've seen already in the past year $2 billion worth of renewable energy projects be placed on hold until 2028, or maybe out further because of the regulatory and policy environment in D.C. And it's also brought into the question, and I'll just let everybody know the viability of the Alstom Freight Engine project in Canona. We received word from the FRA that they would like Alstom and Norfolk Southern to take a hard look at that project and see if there are ways to remove the battery component of that. If you recall, this was engineered to be a diesel battery hybrid. Basically, they're making a Prius, a freight engine into a Prius. And the FRA has challenged all the parties that are involved with that to go back to the drawing board and see if it's viable to do a complete diesel makeover of that. So we're working through that right now, and there'll be more to report out in the coming weeks and months on that. But even with the current environment, we remain very optimistic for 2026. We're working with several manufacturing prospects or exploring growth in the county. Companies from Corning to Hornell and into Wayland. There seems to be, at least for the existing manufacturing base, some positivity that's out there, and we're excited to explore those opportunities for growth with them and report back to all of you, when we're able to. We also look forward to working with Signify and the continued cleanup and future redevelopment of the Phillips site in Bath. That has been on our wish list for many, many years, and we continue to engage them in conversations as they work with DEC to get the cleanup done. And we think we're seeing a vision and a path forward for that redevelopment once that cleanup is complete. So stay tuned with that as well. We're also looking at one of the things that we did do this year, we are going to continue it in 2026 as well. And it was, through the vision of Mr. Hanna and Jill has been working on it. We've had a number of small business roundtables throughout the county. They have been interesting, the feedback. And as a result of that and some other work that we're doing, we are actually having a manufacturing exchange this Friday in the Corning area, where we partnered with Chemung County and the Chemung County IDA to bring manufacturers from around the county together. This first session we're going to hear from a representative from the New York Fed and from New York State Department of Labor on, the economic conditions and, the future economics as they see it, and allow the manufacturing businesses to really engage directly with those individuals, and to engage with each other. And that was an important component of that. And again, it's going to be this Friday at Corning Community College, and we've got a second one scheduled for February already. So we're excited to continue to engage with our business base. So with that, I just want to thank the county for your continued support. Happy to answer any questions about specific projects. We are always available at the office or the new legislatures. Feel free to reach out, and we're happy to have a discussion. But thank you. Happy New Year, and any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Questions? Scott?
In 3 minutes or less, can you explain to the new legislators what the IDA, what you actually do? I know you say we work with, what are the actual functions that you
Okay,
provide?
so my elevator speech in 3 minutes.
Not like
We are at the IDA, and economic development organizations at the county are structured very differently throughout the state. So we are an industrial development authority. We are a public authority per New York state law. That all gives us and grants us powers to induce and give direct benefits to businesses. Many IDAs, that's all they focus on. Those benefits include property tax abatements, sales tax exemptions, mortgage tax exemptions, and potential for bond financing. So those are our major direct incentives. Now, our IDA is the designated economic development organization for the county. We expand that role, and we actually work with the business community to not only identify our existing incentives, but partner incentives, incentives possibly from Empire State Development, incentives possibly from an organization called REDEC, CSS Workforce New York, all of the partner agencies. So when a business comes to us and says, we want to grow, we can customize an incentive package for them, not only with our direct incentives, but our partner incentives. Over the past 10 years, we've expanded that even further, and that has been done primarily through the support of the county to start looking at expanding capacity. And we have a direct staff person that works with our communities now to do community development activities, such as some of these New York Main Street and downtown redevelopments, such as infrastructure. I didn't talk much about infrastructure here, and it's in the report. We've been successful, and finally, the construction is going to take place on the wastewater in the town of Bath, out around Lake Salubria. We were able to do something very similar in Hammondsport. We are working with Prattsburgh to do something, similar with wastewater. And we're working with the city of Hornell, town of Hornellsville, and village of North Hornell on an expansion out to HP Hood. So, not we I don't want to say we've shifted, but we've expanded our focus from direct business assistance and business attraction in the community to an expanded focus of more of a holistic approach of economic development. How was that?
Very good. Thank you. Jamie, did I hear that there's a foundry business trying to relocate in Steuben County?
I can either confirm or deny that there's any business in Steuben County. And for those
Can I confirm it?
for those of you that are new, you may hear me say that often. I mean, as we work with businesses,
because
there is a confidential, you know, component to this, and in many cases, we sign non-disclosure agreements. And when there is news that I can report, I am happy to come back and report it.
Thank you. Any further questions?
Purported Amazon distribution facility in Big Flats, across from Spare Park.
Yep.
If that goes in, will that detract from the one in Bath, or will it supplement? Or
it's an identical facility to the one that's in Bath. It's virtually the same
thing. It's just an additional.
Because right now that facility goes down into Pennsylvania. It was originally designed. It was my understanding, and when they came here, it was originally designed to cover a 45-mile radius. And they're down almost to Williamsport and all over the place. So this is, as online shopping expands, I think this is just Amazon's ability,
Yeah, because those Amazon trucks are in Waverly and Willowana all the time, and I'll talk to some of those drivers and they'll be like, "Oh, we're from Bath." And it's like, that's a long ways to be covering Waverly from Bath.
Yeah. So this is, as far as we understand, is just a supplemental expansion for the Amazon
footprint. Thank you. Any further questions? Reminder, the next roundtable is in Hornell, the 21st, 8:30.
Oh, I didn't.
Mr. Van Castle is going to host that one. And it looks, Joe, looks like we're going to have a number of businesses, right? Did I count 21, 22? Okay. It's going to be held at the main restaurant.
The main place?
Yeah, main place. I'm sorry.
At 8 o'clock?
8:30.
8:30. I don't know why I didn't put that down.
Anything further for James? Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you so much.
Is that it? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Carries.